Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Of course, our lesson, we are continuing to learn from Pauline as she experiences Virginia and some of the wonderful things there in the season of fall. But actually, since it is fall, many Asians celebrate a very special holiday. Carolyn, what is that holiday?
It is the Moon Festival, and we mentioned that yesterday, and actually, today is Moon Festival.
That's right. So, Carolyn and I wanted to tell you,
Happy Moon Festival!
Well, we hope you enjoy the Moon Festival, and of course, we hope you enjoy learning more about Pauline's experiences in Virginia. Let's get started with today's part of our lesson, Country Roads Take Me Home.
Country Roads Take Me Home. After leaving Skyline Drive, we visited a well-known cave, Luray Caverns. Found in 1878, this cave is one of the most spectacular caves in the world. We were amazed by the limestone shapes inside. The most famous one is the world's largest musical instrument, the Great Stalactite Organ. Fortunately, we were able to hear a piece of music. Other famous formations include Dream Lake, Totem Poles, and Saracen's Tent. Dream Lake is a mirror-like surface which reflects the stalactites above the lake.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Today, we're back for Day 2 of our Life in America series with Pauline Lin. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Amaze. Amaze is a verb. I was amazed by the speed of the runners in the race. Formation. Formation is a noun. Many people traveled to the island to see its interesting rock formations. Column. Column is a noun. The church's roof was supported by tall columns. Breeze. Breeze is a noun. A pleasant breeze kept us cool on the hot summer day. Your more information words are spectacular. Spectacular is an adjective. Limestone. Limestone is a noun. Now let's begin.
Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of our lesson here. We read, after leaving Skyline Drive, we visited a well-known cave, Luray Caverns. Luray Caverns, well, I've never been there, but it is a well-known cave in Virginia. That means a lot of people know about this.
And a lot of people do know about it. The last time I was in the United States, I drove past Luray Caverns, and actually, I've gone past the caverns almost every year that I've been alive.
Really? So, Carolyn, did you go in?
Oh, no, I haven't been in. But that road, there's a road that goes past Luray Caverns, and that's the road that my family always used when we go to visit my grandparents.
That is really cool. So if you go in the fall, I guess you have a chance to see the changing of the colors of the leaves as well.
I do, but you know, the leaves change color in West Virginia as well. It's all mountains there, too. Mm-hmm. But Luray Caverns is very special and very big and well-known. Continuing in the article, found in 1878, this cave is one of the most spectacular caves in the world. And I think it's very true. We can look at some of the pictures of the cave, and they are very impressive.
All right, it looks like an impressive cave, a very spectacular cave. If something is spectacular, that means you can see a lot that makes you go, wow, It amazes you, okay? So maybe you might talk about a spectacular show that you saw. And you would see some spectacular things in Luray Caverns. Well, she continues, we were amazed by the limestone shapes inside. All right, so we know what's inside of this cave now, and they amazed Pauline. Let's look at that word from our word bank, amazed, or amaze. Carolyn, what amazes you? What does that mean?
Well, if something amazes you, then it surprises you, but in a good way. You think something is just so wonderful. You might say that you are amazed by someone's language skill. Your Chinese is amazing, Gabe. It just amazes me.
谢谢。真的要每天练习，要不然不会进步。Anyway, it's true with English as well. You could say, your English amazes me. You have really good English. Okay, so what are you amazed by? Well, we're learning from Pauline and her family, and they were amazed by these limestone shapes inside Luray Caverns.
That's right. And we learned that the most famous one is the world's largest musical instrument. There's a musical instrument inside the cave, and it is called the Great Stalagpipe Organ. Now, this is a very unique name. It's the Stalagpipe Organ. Why is this special, Gabe?
It's really, really special. I would love to see this stalactite organ. Actually, in your magazine, there's a sidebar talking about stalactites and stalagmites. Okay, here, this is kind of, they're having fun with the word stalactite. And a stalactite is one of those things that hangs from the ceiling. It's a rock formation hanging from the ceiling, especially inside of a cave. Now, how is that different from a stalagmite, Carolyn?
Well, so a stalagmite comes up from the ground. And actually, it's not growing out of the ground,
no.
But water drips from the top of the cave down, and some of that deposits limestone on the top. And when the water falls, there's also some limestone left on the bottom of the cave, which is why a lot of times you see a stalactite right above a stalagmite.
All right. Well, it's good to remember how these words are different. One way you can do that is to see that right in the middle of stalactite is a C. Think of the word ceiling. A ceiling is above you. Stalagmite, right in the middle, is the letter G. So that's the ground. The ground is underneath. Stalactites from above and stalagmites from below.
That's right. Well, here we are talking about the stalagpipe organ made of stalactites and stalagmites. And fortunately, we were able to hear a piece of music. So this isn't just something that looks like an organ. You can actually hear someone play music on this organ.
Well, would you like to hear some of the music from this stalagpipe organ? You're in luck. Fortunately, we're going to do that right now. You'll be able to enjoy some pictures from inside Luray Caverns, as well as hear a piece of music. Here we go.
I can understand why Pauline was really amazed by these caves and the formations inside. Now, we want to talk about that word from our next sentence. Other famous formations include Dream Lake, Totem Poles, and Saracen's Tent. And we do have that word from our word bank, formations. Now, what does it mean if something is a formation?
Well, it's a natural something that was formed outside. So it was not created by humans like a sculpture. It's formed by nature somehow. And of course, there are many rock formations around the world. And of course, in Luray Caverns, there are these stalactites and stalagmites and other rock formations.
That's right, and we learn that it doesn't have to be made of rock to be a formation. Dream Lake is another formation, and Dream Lake is a mirror-like surface which reflects the stalactites above the lake. So, this is a body of water.
Well, I certainly would like to see Dream Lake and some of these other places mentioned here. For now, it's time for us to learn something else with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 amaze 这个动词。Amaze 是指使惊叹或使惊奇。例如 the little girl's singing talent amazed not only the audience, but also the judges. 这位小女孩歌唱的才华不仅是让观众惊叹，连评审都很惊讶。它的形容词是字尾的一去掉，加上 ing 变成 amazing。Amazing 是指令人惊讶的或惊奇的。例如 ,the movie's amazing special effects were created by an award-winning team. 这支电影惊人的特效是由一支得奖队伍所创作出来的。接下来我们看的是 formation 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 form, 形成这个动词。所以名词 formation 是指结构或形态。例如 ,Timmy loves to study the formations of the clouds. Timmy 很喜欢研究不同的云的结构。Formation 也指事物的形成，例如 the formation of a child's personality is strongly affected by his family and friends. 一个孩子性格的养成深受家庭与朋友的影响。
In our article today, Country Roads Take Me Home, Pauline and her family have left Skyline Drive to go visit a spectacular cave called Luray Caverns. She and her family were amazed by the limestone rock formations inside this cave, and they have been able to enjoy many of the wonderful things that they can see inside these natural formations.Let's learn some more about what they saw in the next part of our reading.
Country Roads Take Me Home. The totem poles are columns of various shapes and colors. Saracen's tent is considered the best well-formed drapery in the world. Walking around this underground natural wonder is an unforgettable experience.On the way back home, we rolled down the windows and enjoyed the autumn breeze. Suddenly, the winding road looked like the road we had often taken on Yangming Mountain in Taipei. As the song says, these country roads are taking me home to the place I belong.
Well, allow me to take you back to the beginning of this section. We're reading here about totem poles, and the totem poles are columns of various shapes and colors. All right, let's look at that word from our word bank, a column. A column is something that goes up and down. It's a solid something. Carolyn, what might a column in the totem poles be?
Well, here we're talking about columns in a cave, and those form when a stalactite from the ceiling and a stalagmite from the ground meet in the middle, and they form one single column, one formation. They are no longer separate.
All right, so that's this kind of column. Of course, you might see different kinds of columns around the world. In ancient Greece, buildings were made withcolumns. They were called pillars, but actually you could call them columns as well. So what do we find out here, Carolyn?
Well, we learn about one of the other formations, Saracen's tent. Now, Saracen's tent is considered the best well-formed drapery in the world. So it is something very special, a drapery, something that goes across, and it's made of rock.
That's right. Usually I think of drapery as kind of like a curtain or a kind of, or drapery is hanging cloth, cloth that hangs down from something. And usually you use it to talk about curtains. But here we're talking about these rocks that kind of look like well-formed curtains in these caves.
That's right. So it would be very amazing to walk around Luray Caverns. And Pauline writes, walking around this underground natural wonder is an unforgettable experience. So this is a place with natural rock formations. People did not make it. It was found or discovered.
That's right. Of course, there are many natural wonders in the world, but we don't usually think of them as being underground. We think of them as being something you can see when you're walking outside. This is an underground natural wonder. She writes, on the way back home, we rolled down the windows and enjoyed the autumn breeze. Okay, so they've enjoyed a great time in Shenandoah National Park, and maybe now they're leaving the national park.
That's right, and they roll down their windows to enjoy the autumn breeze. A word from our word bank, breeze. It means a light wind, a very comfortable wind, and when it's hot outside, a breeze can be very welcome.
Oh, exactly. I feel that way too, especially in the middle of summer and it's really hot. You just want a light breeze or a cool breeze to pass on by. Well, here we're talking about the autumn breeze, which would be a little cooler. She continues, suddenly the winding road looked like the road we had often taken on Yangming Mountain in Taipei. So now she's beginning to think about home.
Well, this fits well with her theme of country roads take me home. The song Take Me Home, Country Roads is all about thinking about where you're from and missing your home. And here she is reminded of the mountain road that they used to drive on here in Taipei.
And so she writes, as the song says, these country roads are taking me home to the place I belong. It sounds like she really is missing Taipei. She's been in the United States for a couple of years. Of course, you would miss your hometown every once in a while, especially if you see something that reminds you of home.
That's right. And now she and her family are driving back to their home in the United States on these beautiful country roads that you can find in many parts of the U.S. Now, there's a great phrase in there, Gabe. Would you like to talk about it?
Yeah, actually, this phrase, it says, as the song says, but it reminds me of the phrase, as the saying goes. You might hear that sometimes. As the saying goes, and then you share a popular or a famous saying. For example, you might say, you know, it's good to work hard, even if it's difficult. As the saying goes, no pain, no gain. I know many of you love that idiom.
And many times we want to give up because we have to do things over and over and over, but as the saying goes, practice makes perfect. If you make a mistake the first time, the second time, it's okay. Just keep practicing because you will get it eventually.
That's right. And as the saying goes, we have more to learn with Steve and Ken. Well, I guess that's not really a saying, but it's true. We have more to learn with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. And then we'll enjoy a review skit followed by Michelle in the Language Lab.
Last week, we looked at how some places get named. Let's pick up this theme again today in this month's Life in America feature.
We first encounter Skyline Drive. Now, with a name like that, I'm expecting a road high up in the sky.
Right. Normally, the word skyline is used to describe the view of a city's buildings and structures against the sky. In this case, however, it's the view of mountain scenery from a road.
Okay. Luray Cavern is simply named after the nearest town, Luray, Virginia.
The next three things mentioned in the lesson are formations, not places, but it's easy to guess how they got their names.
Dream Lake is named for the feeling you get when you see it. When you look at it, you feel like you're dreaming.
Mm-hmm. Formations might also be named for the things they resemble, like totem poles and a tent. Saracen is an ancient word used to describe people who lived in and around the Arabian desert in tents.
And finally, places are named in honor of other people, like Yangmingshan, which was named in honor of the Chinese Ming Dynasty philosopher Wang Yangming.
记不记得上礼拜我们讨论很多地方当初是怎么被命名的？那今天我们继续来看一些地名的由来。今天的课文讲到一条公路叫做 Skyline Drive。一般而言 ,Skyline 是指大城市的天际线，但这里并没有大都市，指的是一条位于高海拔的公路。这条路很高，就好像天上的一条线一样。那有些地方的名字来自这个地方给人的感受，像这个洞穴里有一个钟乳石叫做 Dream Lake。梦湖，想必这应该是个很梦幻的地方。另一个钟乳石呢，叫做 Totem Poles， 图腾柱。那这当然是因为它是各形各色的圆柱所形成的，就好像图腾柱一样。那另外有不少的地方地名呢，是为了纪念历史上的人物，像课文最后提到的阳明山。阳明山这个名字是纪念明朝的思想家王阳明。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Fall.
Yes, fall is probably the most beautiful season of the year.
I agree. The cool temperatures make it perfect for people to enjoy nature.
Yeah, but not much attention is given to Moon Festival.
No, but we can appreciate fall in a different way. As leaf peepers.
Yeah, we can admire the fall leaves, all shades and all colors, gold, orange, red.
Yeah, we can enjoy nature above ground and underground.
Underground? Where?
At Luray Caverns. It's one of the most spectacular caves in the world.
Really? What makes it so spectacular?
The limestone shapes inside, including the world's largest musical instrument.
Wow, I'm amazed. What else is there?
Another formation is Dream Lake. It's a mirror-like surface which reflects the stalactites above.
Oh, that sounds peaceful. What else?
The totem poles.There are columns of various shapes and colors.
Oh, that sounds fun. What else?
Saracen's tent. It's considered the most well-formed drapery in the world.
Wow. Walking around in that underground natural wonder must be...
Unforgettable.
Yeah. Well, what else do you remember?
I remember everything. Luray Caverns...They're unforgettable!
fall.
Yeah, I love it.
好，继续我们看的是 column 这个名词。Column 在这里是指圆形的柱子。例如 ,the marble columns of the building were delicately carved. 这个建筑物的大理石圆柱有非常精致的雕刻。Column 也指印刷品上面的栏。例如 ,each page of the brochure has two columns. 这本目录的每一页都印成有两栏。Column 也指专栏。例如 ,this fashion column is quite popular among female readers. 这个时尚专栏在女性读者中深受欢迎。最后我们看的是 breeze 这个名词。breeze 是指微风。例如 ,you can feel a cool summer breeze blowing in the valley. 在山谷中你可以感到一股清凉的夏日微风吹过。Breeze 也可以当动词，意思就是指随意并且轻松的走。例如 ,Alex breezed into our meeting as if he were the one who called the shots. Alex 轻轻松松的走入我们的会议中，一副他是当家做主的人的样子。And let's return to our teachers now.
Well, I've enjoyed this lesson about Pauline and her experiences in Shenandoah National Park.She got to experience and see a lot, and some of it, especially the ride home, reminded her of her home in Taipei. Well, have you ever been somewhere or visited a place that reminded you of home, Carolyn?
Well, I actually found it very interesting that Pauline says that the country road she was driving on reminded her of her home in Taipei, mm-hmm. because...There are places in Taiwan that remind me of West Virginia.
Really?
Yes.
Like what kind of places?
Well, when I go out hiking in the mountains, the trees are a little different because it's subtropical or tropical, but it's so beautiful and peaceful, and there are just lots of plants everywhere. It reminds me of West Virginia and the mountains there.
Well, the climate is a little bit similar. It does get humid during the summer and cold in the winter. Well, how would you answer this question? Thank you for joining us here today, and of course, we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you.
Goodbye.